I moved to New York City 10 years ago to be an actor. And an amazing thing happened the first year I was here. I met my favorite actor of all time, the person that inspired me, that made me want to get into acting, Philip Seymour Hoffman, right? Never be another actor like him again. Unbelievable. He's in the film Capote. I don't know if you guys have seen it, won an Academy Award for that. Not my Phil Hoffman, okay? I prefer Mission Impossible 3. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Mission Impossible 3, he's the villain. Of course, Tom Cruise is in Mission Impossible 3, you know, and he's always running with his hands out straight, and like, he's running so fast, he looks like a Scientologist running away from that church. He's always all like, I love Tom Cruise, but a bit of an overactor, you know? He grabs Philip Seymour Hoffman, he's like, give me the information! And Philip Seymour Hoffman looks back at him, and he says, do you have a wife? Or a girlfriend? Because if you do, I'm gonna find her. And I'm gonna hurt her very badly. And I love that line. I would say that to people all the time. I'd be like, pass the salt. They're like, get your own salt. I'm like, do you have a wife? I don't think that's his best performance. His best performance, of course, Along Came Polly. I know you guys are about to say it. Along Came Polly. It's an incredible film. I don't call it a movie, I call it a film. It's an incredible piece of cinema. And it's a drama, and there's this one scene where he's talking to Ben Stiller, and he goes up to him, he's wearing a completely white suit, and he goes up to Ben Stiller at this art gallery, and he says, dude, I just sharted. And then Ben Stiller says, what's sharted? And he's like, I farted and some shit came out. I mean, give him an Academy Award for that line, okay? Give him an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. So, I was at JFK Airport, and I'm on the phone with my mom, and Philip Seymour Hoffman walks past. I'm like, Mom, Philip Seymour Hoffman just walked past. And she said, you need to follow him. And so I'm walking through JFK Airport, and I'm trying to keep like a bit of a distance. And then he's about to get in a cab. I'm like, this is my moment. So I'm like, excuse me. And he turns around, and I have nothing to say. So I'm just staring at him, like, and he's looking at me, kind of getting more annoyed, like getting more upset. He was looking at me like he was going to be like, do you have a wife or a girlfriend? And so I was like, you know, it's funny, when people come over to my house to use the Wi-Fi, I tell them that our password is the greatest actor of our generation, and usually they guess your name, and that's our password, Philip Seymour Hoffman, no caps, no spaces. And he said, okay. But I had met my favorite actor of all time, you know? I gotta say, this is the weirdest part about that story, is that that's not my password. My password is Daniel Day-Lewis. Which means that in that moment, I was like, say something cool, say something cool, and I lied and said the creepiest thing that I could have said to him. Something so creepy that if that were in a movie, I would be played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'd have been like, excuse me, sir, I just want to say you're my Wi-Fi password, and I think about you anytime I log onto the internet. No caps, no spaces, just pure, intense love. Oh, sorry, I just flooped. I'm like, what's flooped? That's when you fluff and some poop comes out.